Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across our area, sunny skies, 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, upper 30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, upper 50s, around 60. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 30s. And for the weekend, we'll continue with sunny skies. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The wife of retired Wichita police officer Brian Arterburn is seeking $75 million in a lawsuit that was filed yesterday. Arterburn was injured on the job while pursuing a stolen Tahoe back in February of 2017. Justin Francisco Terrazas, the man accused of running over Arterburn, was sentenced in 2019 to 28 years in prison. The lawsuit is against a Wichita car dealer and Terrazas, who was driving the Tahoe at the time of the incident. The suit claims the dealership lent Terrazas the vehicle and didn't report it stolen until 7 weeks after it went missing. The dealership, Eddie's Chevrolet Cadillac, has filed to have the case dismissed. A bill to lower the legal age to carry concealed firearms in Kansas from 21 to 18 has won initial approval in the Kansas House. The bill would require permit holders to complete a background check and undergo gun safety training. The bill needs a final vote before it goes to the Senate for consideration. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Police in Wichita say they arrested a man who attacked his girlfriend with a sword and stabbed her dog. WPD officer Charlie Davidson said yesterday that 41-year-old James Brown was arrested. Police began looking for Brown early Tuesday after officers found a 41-year-old woman suffering from severe cuts on her hand and back. She was hospitalized in serious condition. Davidson said in a news release that Brown and the woman began arguing. He allegedly hit the woman with the sword several times and stabbed the dog before leaving the scene. Investigators also discovered it's alleged that the woman was strangled by Brown in another incident. Butler County dispatchers said they were working 6 separate grass fires in the county yesterday afternoon. A large number of fire units were deployed to try and get the fire under control. There is much needed rain forecast for the Sunflower State. The fires were being fueled yesterday by strong winds and dry conditions. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March, with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Nebraska woman has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder for the November stabbing death of her live-in boyfriend in North Platte. The North Platte Telegraph reports 20-year-old Harley Sathoff entered the not guilty plea this week in Lincoln County District Court. Police say it was Sathoff who called 911 on November 12th to report she had stabbed her 20-year-old boyfriend Bryce Wood during an argument. Arriving officers and medics found Wood lying face down on a bedroom floor in a pool of blood and an 11-inch kitchen knife that police said Sathoff admitted using to stab him. A Nebraska man has pleaded no contest after being charged with shooting his teenage son in the abdomen and buttocks during an argument in the family's home last summer. The Omaha World Herald reports 54-year-old Clarence Moxie of Louisville pleaded no contest this week in Kansas. Cass County District Court. The teen was flown to an Omaha hospital for treatment of his wounds. The father pleaded no contest to first-degree assault and felony child abuse. Mid-America Network News.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Wade Ray was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. He recently took the post as director and community vitality director for the River Valley Extension District, which includes Washington County. Ray explained his background coming in.
I'd moved around quite a bit just in my academic pursuits and never really lived anywhere long enough to call anywhere home. So Kansas was always home to us. As me and my wife got older, our priorities changed, and you know, our pursuit of knowledge, though gratifying, no longer kind of top of the list. And we were kind of looking for a way to get back to Kansas, find a way to serve. And as I finished up a couple projects there in Texas, I came across the extension just in general job searches and came across some positions here in Kansas. I applied for one in Greensburg in Kiowa County, Kansas, and accepted that position and moved into that position. And so anyway, my interest in extension was where I could find a place where my interest in knowledge and my interest in service intersected. And when, you know, I think of K-State Research and Extension, that's a beautiful connection that's made through our system.
Now, you have dual position as the community vitality agent as well as the director. What responsibilities do you have as the community vitality agent?
My main thing as a community vitality agent is to make sure that the communities within the River Valley District have every opportunity they can to be a vital community. A lot of times we boil that down into things such as economic development or population numbers, but really it's a lot more than that. It's about providing a community that's stable and providing a community where we can live an enriching life. And as a community vitality agent, that's what I want to bring to the communities here in the district.
Wade Ray went on to outline his role as director and community vitality specialist with River Valley Extension District.
My main thing as a community vitality agent is to make sure that the communities within the River Valley District have every opportunity they can to be a vital community. A lot of times we boil that down into things such as economic development or population numbers, but really it's a lot more than that. It's about providing a community that's stable and providing a community where we can live an enriching life. And as a community vitality agent, that's what I want to bring to the communities here in the district.
Lori D. Carter, age 52, of Linwood, Kansas, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Lori Carter.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, taco potato, French bread, broccoli with cheese, strawberries, and bananas. Tomorrow, citrus glazed salmon, scallop potatoes, Scandinavian blend, and applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
With 2020 in the past and the year 2021 already presenting challenges and uncertainty, the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance want you to know that we are here and available to help you with your insurance needs. If you have questions and want options on how to protect your properties and possessions, we will be glad to help. Give us a call at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal boundary to our north that will swing down into the central and east central parts of the Midwest, as well as a low pressure system that will be moving to the south of us across the southern parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, for today, it looks like we'll have sunny skies. We'll see increasing clouds as that low and frontal boundary move across the area as we head into tonight. Otherwise, for tomorrow, high pressure system moves back in. A little bit cooler temperatures behind this system, but it looks like back into the 60s. Beautiful weather as we head into the weekend. So across the area, sunny skies around 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, upper 30s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny. Temperatures in the upper 50s around 60. And tomorrow night, clear skies. That's a gear forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 53. Record high on this date, 81. The average low 26, the record low 10 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:23, sunrise in the morning at 6:55. 32 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 4th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer, $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Harden's homecoming and a rematch between two of the NBA's top teams in Philly. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Making his return to Houston for the first time since his trade to Brooklyn, James Harden put on a show against his former team.
Harden now. Left wing, front court, three on the way. Good! James Harden with a three.
The call on WFAN, Harden's triple-double, 29 points, 10 boards, and 14 assists. Paced the Nets to a 132-114 win over the Rockets. Houston has now lost 13 straight, while Brooklyn set a franchise record with its seventh straight road win. The 76ers needed overtime to get revenge against the league's best team.
Harris catches it against O'Neal. Eight to shoot. Left-hand dribble to the right of the lane. Backing, turning, hanging, firing. It's good!
On WPEN, Tobias Harris scored 11 of his 22 points in overtime, while Joel Embiid chipped in a double-double, 40-19. The Sixers rallied to outlast the Jazz, 131-123. In other NBA action, Damian Lillard and the Trailblazers had the last word against Steph Curry and the Warriors.
17 seconds to shoot. Blazers down 1:18 left in the game. Same top of the key against Bazemore. Steps back. Deep three. Buries it!
On KPOJ, Lillard delivered in the clutch once again for the Blazers with the go-ahead three-pointer with 13 seconds remaining. Portland edged Golden State 108-106. Curry finished with 35 in the loss. To the ice of the NHL, the surging Capitals made Zdeno Chara's return to Boston even more bittersweet.
Here's Vrana winding up to begin the shootout for Washington. He comes in on the right side. He'll cut to the middle. He will go to the forehand, and he scores!
On WFED, Jacob Vrana scored the lone shootout goal while goalie Vitek Vanacek stopped Brad Marchand's attempt. Washington tops Boston 2-1 in the shootout. Yankees manager Aaron Boone is taking a medical leave following pacemaker surgery. The team put out a statement saying the surgery went as expected and added that Boone is in good spirits. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Substate basketball games tip off Thursday and Friday. Thursday night action, 1A Division 1 at Axtell. Lynn and Wetmore girls tip off at 5:30. Hanover Blue Valley girls at 8. Both games live on KNDY-FM, 95.5. 1A Division 2 at Centralia. Jackson Heights, Clifton Clyde girls at 5:30. Frankfort, Donovan West girls tip off at 8. Class 2A at Valley Heights. Maur Hill and Riverside boys tip off at 5:30. Valley Heights hosting Valley Falls boys at 8.
Planning an ag building or bin construction? Build right from the ground up with concrete pads from Inline Construction. Add an approach for your commercial or ag building for added functionality. They also do basement and foundations, plus retaining walls, driveways, patio, and sidewalks. Call for a quote today, Inline Construction, at 562-5525.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farm income and ag credit conditions improved significantly, according to the agricultural lenders across major portions of the U.S. in the fourth quarter. Now, despite turbulent conditions related to the ongoing pandemic, prices for several ag commodities increased sharply in the final months of the year. Dramatic improvements in crop prices drove the sharpest turnaround in ag lending conditions in more than a decade, according to the Kansas City Fed. On average, farm loan repayments increased for the first time since 2013. The rate of loan repayment increased from a year ago in all participating Federal Reserve districts except Dallas, with the fastest pace increase reported in Minneapolis and Chicago districts. Other financial indicators also moved quickly in the fourth quarter as borrowers experienced relief from previous years of financial stresses. On average, loan demand contracted at the fastest pace since 2013, and fund availability increased at the fastest pace since 2013, according to ag bankers. And farm and livestock groups this week welcome the introduction of the Cattle Market Transparency Act. Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska and Ron Wyden of Oregon introduced that legislation on a bipartisan basis. The bill establishes regional mandatory minimum thresholds of negotiated cash and negotiated grid trades to enable price discovery in cattle marketing regions. The legislation would also require USDA to create and maintain a publicly available library of marketing contracts between packers and producers in a manner that ensures confidentiality. And the bill also mandates that packers report to USDA the number of cattle scheduled to be delivered for slaughter each day for the next 14 days and requires USDA to report this information on a daily basis. National Cattlemen's Beef Association, U.S. Cattlemen's Association, and the American Farm Bureau all responded favorably to the bill. And CBA welcomed a discussion on market transparency, saying they've worked and will continue to work alongside the affiliates, Congress, and USDA towards a regionally robust negotiated trade. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The 30th annual Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale will be Sunday, March 14th, 1 p.m. at the farm, Liberty, Nebraska. Selling 18 age-advantaged and 2-year-old bulls, 19 spring bulls, and 20 open heifers. View their catalog online at dvauction.com, and you can watch or bid for free. Real-time and proxy bidding available. For additional information, contact Jay or Carol Boyer at jboyercattle.com. Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale, Sunday, March 14th. Sale preview Saturday, 3 to 5, at the farm, 3.5 miles east of Barnston.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. It was kind of an ugly day Wednesday for corn, soybeans, and wheat futures. May corn finished down 9 3/4 at 5.35 1/4. July was down 8 3/4 at 5.24. So not a lot of positives there. Kansas City wheat joined the other two wheat markets and struggling on the day. May KC wheat down 9 1/4 at 6.26. July was down 9 1/2 at 6.31. So that was disappointing. Soybeans did not do well. May beans down 5 at 14.07 1/2. July beans down 7 1/4 at 13.91 1/2. Now, the soybean products were mixed. Soybean meal was way down. May bean meal down 2.90 at 4.18.80. July was down 2.70 at 4.17.30. But bean oil bounced up. May bean oil up 12 points at 49.78. July was up 10 points at 48.79. So better day for soybean oil. But boy, beans themselves, along with corn, Kansas City wheat, didn't do well. May cotton down 254 at 88.45. July cotton was down 251 at 89.41. Things in the livestock complex were a little better. April live cattle down 2 at 119.40. June down 7 at 117.67. But the back months were all solidly green, talking about 65 and 72 cents. April feeders up 82 at 141.30. May feeders up a dollar at 144.57. So better news for feeder cattle. All the back months were up by more than a dollar there. And hogs did well. April hogs up 257 at 87.92. May hogs up 142 at 89.35. The back months in hogs were mostly higher by more than a dollar. So turned out to be a pretty strong day across hogs on Wednesday. And crude oil's up. April crude up $1.72 at 61.47. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Today we are having a conversation with Mary Feldhausen from Frontier Farm Credit. Mary, as we know, farming and ranching is always changing. How is the recent run-up in commodity prices affecting your customers?
That's right. The ag industry always presents a number of opportunities and challenges each year. This winter has presented the opportunity to increase revenue for grain operators. With that comes more risk as well, both in the higher dollar amount that needs to be protected and in the increase in cost that comes with higher prices.
So what are you recommending producers do today to navigate today's opportunities?
As always, the first thing we recommend is that a producer have a good understanding of their cost of production. It's hard to manage most types of risk if you don't know where the starting line is. If you are looking to manage revenue risk, you have to know what your minimum revenue floor is to stay in business. One of our business principles is to avoid locking in a loss. It's hard to recognize risk and leverage opportunity without a good understanding of what it will take to be profitable. Producers' profit and loss projections look much improved from past years. We recommend that producers review the annual farm bill decision and consider how that will work with their crop insurance options to give them the highest dollar amount of coverage for the cost.
So how does a producer get started to gain a good understanding of not only their break-even, but also the farm bill and crop insurance options?
As we have spoken about in the past, we have tools available to help them have a better understanding of their cost of production. We also have tools available to help them better understand how ARC and PLC work in different scenarios. The first step to mitigating your risk is to get set up correctly with the farm bill. Once that foundation is in place, we can better help producers build the right risk management plan for their individual operation. And for our customers, we have tools available to help them better understand how the many different types of crop insurance policies will work for them based on their individual data. With all of this available, we are very confident in our ability to help our producers make the right decision for their operation that will help them achieve their goals.
So if a producer gains a good understanding of their cost of production and what is available to help them manage risk, what can they do next?
That is when we can really lean into their marketing plan and take action to take less risk and make more money. There are a number of crop insurance tools available to help. The crop insurance industry continues to evolve, and new products are being developed every year. This gives a great deal of flexibility in finding the right mix to set the highest possible minimum net revenue guarantee and raising that floor when the markets allow. It has really gotten to the point that crop insurance is not a one-size-fits-all tool. Our full-time crop insurance agents really focus on listening to our customers' goals, then combining our expertise in transformational technology to deliver personal financial risk management recommendations. A good marketing plan coupled with a strong management plan allows the producer to confidently make marketing decisions, oftentimes well before the crop is even planted.
So how can Frontier Farm Credit help?
Well, as I said, the crop insurance industry has evolved a lot in recent years. Our full-time insurance agents are focused year-round on understanding this dynamic industry and how we can provide value to our customers all year long. As a farmer-rancher-owned cooperative, we are dedicated to serving agriculture and rural communities. We understand the dynamic impact that crop insurance has on our customers' ability to take less risk and make more money, and being able to achieve their goals and dreams for their business and their family. We also understand that each operation is different, so we focus on understanding your goals and helping design a plan that is right for you. I recommend that folks interested in learning more about how Frontier Farm Credit can help you do this, please reach out to your local office or visit our website at frontierfarmcredit.com.
Thursday's sale date, Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting upwards of 1,000 head of cattle for the sale today, beginning at 11. Cafe will be open. Early consignments include 18 black cow-calf pairs, cows 3 to 7 years old, calves a month old and younger, 3 black baby calves, a week-old black baby calf, 10 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 7, 40 black and charolais steers and heifers 4.5 to 6, 160 black and red steers and heifers 475 to 7, 8 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 5 black steers 5 to 5.5, 25 black and red steers and heifers 5 to 675. 46 black steers weigh 6 to 6.5, with 10 weighing 6 to 7. 30 black steers and heifers 6 to 8. 58 black baldy steers and heifers 6 to 8. 65 black steers and heifers 6 to 8. 25 mixed steers 6.5 to 7. 58 black steers and heifers 7 to 8 and a quarter. 80 black heifers 7 to 850. 120 black steers and heifers weigh 7 to 9, with 12 weighing 725 to 750. 10 black steers 725 to 750. 22 black steers and heifers 725 to 8, 45 black heifers 750 to 8, 60 black and red steers 750 to 8, 45 black steers 9 to 9 and a quarter, 6 weighing in at 9 to 950, and 15 black heiferettes 950 to 1,000 pounds. Sale time 11 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Again, the cafe is open today. 32 degrees, sunshine this morning in Marysville, a mild high, perhaps topping 70 today.
In New England, there's often a fifth season between winter and spring. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 4th, the 63rd day of the year. Coaching legend Newt Rockne was born in 1888, and FDR delivered his "We Have Nothing to Fear But Fear Itself" speech on this day in 1933. New England's fifth season will be shaping up over the next few weeks, but it's one you won't find on any tourism brochures. It's called mud season. It occurs in other regions, too, when precipitation and melt water turns the topsoil into a soup resembling wet concrete. Poet Robert Frost's tribute to mud season says, "Every wheel rut is now a brook, every print of a hoof a pond." The severity varies from season to season, of course, but if you travel through New England this spring, we recommend you stick to the paved roads. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find more seasonal advice, visit almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Thursday. The Wichita State men's basketball team defeated Tulane 78-70 yesterday inside Devlin Fieldhouse. Dexter Dennis and Trey Wade had outstanding performances to lead the Shockers. Dennis earned his second double-double of the season, fifth of his career, with 20 points and 13 rebounds. Wade scored a career-high 23 points while also securing 5 rebounds. The Shockers are set to close out the regular season at noon Saturday when they'll face USF inside Charles Koch Arena. That game will be streamed on ESPN. For the first time in 2 years, Kansas State conducted a spring football practice as the Wildcats began on-field preparations for the 2021 football season yesterday morning inside Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Yesterday's practice represented the first of 15 on-field workouts this spring for K-State, which culminates with a final practice on Saturday, April 13th. Mid-America Network Sports.
Substate basketball games tip off Thursday and Friday. Thursday night action, 1A Division 1 at Axtell. Lynn and Wetmore girls tip off at 5:30. Hanover Blue Valley girls at 8. Both games live on KNDY FM 95.5. 1A Division 2 at Centralia. Jackson Heights Clifton Clyde girls at 5:30. Frankfort Donovan West girls tip off at 8. Class 2A at Valley Heights. Moore Hill and Riverside boys tip off at 5:30. Valley Heights hosting Valley Falls boys at 8.
KNDY.
And there ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker. When I light the fuse, I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle. And she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker. She's the light of my life. She goes off with a great big bang. Boys, I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. She takes off, you better hang on tight. She's a bomb or a rocket in the middle of the night. When she makes love, she's a heart attacker. My little darling is a firecracker.